People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knock Joy Life's Adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
We'll move to the second quarter. Madeline Collins, the 5'11 senior, will check in for Mountain Home. Tabor comes out. 13-5, the Lady Badgers of BB with the lead as we get the second quarter underway. Turner along the baseline, turnaround jumper won't go. Rebound out of bounds, Mountain Home basketball. End of the ball game now for the Lady Badgers. Libby Hill checks back in. 7:41 left in this opening half. BB with an 8-point lead, 13-5. Walker penetrates, kicks it back out top. This is Husky working right side, top of the key now. Collins will come to get it between the circles. Gives it back up to Husky. She'll get things reset offensively. Into the corner, left side, it's Martin. Martin on the floor once, back to Walker. Out top, it's Husky. They look for Pfeiffer on the right side, top of the key. Goes high post to Martin. Good ball movement by Mountain Home. Here's Collins open for 14 and knocks down the jumper. First points of the game for Collins. It's 13-7, and that stops the BB run at 10 straight. The Badgers working on the offensive end. Henley on the left elbow. Out top with it is Hill. Hill to the baseline. Inside Turner. Splits two defenders. Draws the foul. Oh, we're going to call that two shots, too. Wow. The foul against Mountain Home. Emma Martin, that's her second. Team foul number four against Mountain Home. Katie Turner at the free throw line, 5 points on the night. She's one of two from the line. First free throw is good. Foreman back onto the floor for Mountain Home. Martin comes out. .642 left in the first quarter. It's a 14-7 BB lead. Second free throw will not go. Rebound. Riley Walker from Mountain Home. Walker is 5'4". She's the leading rebounder in the game right now. That's her fourth board already. Does such a great job of getting herself in position to get the rebound. She works off the high pick, has it out top. The look inside to Foreman on the feed from Husky. Tried to spin. The shot, no. Rebound inside. Foreman keeps it alive for Mountain Home. Here's Pfeiffer. Long range three won't go. Rebound. BB and a foul against Mountain Home in the backcourt. Turner has it. She's fouled by Madeline Collins. First on Collins. Team foul number five against Mountain Home.
Team steal.
6:13 left first half. 14-7. BB leads it. The Badgers working on the offensive end. Hill out top. Hill now on the left side. Driving to the baseline. Floats from six. It won't go. Rebound is loose and picked up by Mountain Home. Pfeiffer will control it for the Lady Bombers. She'll work it ahead to the top of the key. Crosses over. Dumps it down. Low to Collins. Left block. It scores. Boy, that defense collapsed once Pfeiffer got the dribble penetration. When it did, it left Collins open, and Pfeiffer was able to get the ball to her, and she converts. 14-9. BB now driving the left side of the paint. Richie uncontested to the basket. And a timeout's going to be taken by Mountain Home. The boy, Coach Schlitter, is not happy at all with his defense. 16-9. BB leads it. 5:21 left in the first half. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
5:21 left in this first half. Lady Bombers down 7. It's 16-9. Mountaineer working on the offensive end, coming out of the timeout. Husky picks up the dribble, now finds Walker out top. Pfeiffer comes to get it. The look inside, now high post. It's Collins, her 15-footer no. Rebound underneath by Anna Grace Foreman, her third offensive rebound. Pfeiffer penetrates, pulls up from 10 and won't go. Collins, another rebound and a foul. Collins snagging the rebound for Mountain Home. The foul is charged to Gamble. That's her first. Team foul number 3 against the Lady Badgers. Inbounds comes into Collins. Missing from the left block. The rebound, though, to Riley Walker for Mountain Home. Pfeiffer in the corner for 3. No. Collins, the rebound underneath for Mountain Home to keep it alive. Well, she's played well coming off the bench. Mountain Home's going to turn it over. Running at the other end is Hill, and she is going to be fouled and will head to the free throw line to try to earn the points there. The foul's on Peyton Husky. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 6 against Mountain Home.
Libby Hill.
.438 left in this opening half, a 7-point BB lead. First free throw by Hill is missed. Well, the Badgers are 2 of 6 from the line. Williams coming back on the floor now for the Lady Badgers. Riley Bridges, a 6-foot sophomore, into the game for the first time. Hill hits the second free throw. So it's 17-9 BB with 4:35 left in the opening half. Collins finds Foreman. They'll swing a left side now for Walker. High post jumper by Collins is good. Madeline Collins has come off the bench with a big spark. 6 points here in the second quarter for Collins. Lady Bombers back within 6. Timeout BB. 4:11 left in the first half. It's 17-11. The Lady Badgers with the lead. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve HealthGrades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Back at Bomber Gymnasium. Boy, a spark from Madeline Collins, the senior, coming in and scoring 6 quick points here in the second quarter. Lady Bombers are back within 6. It's 17-11. BB with the basketball. Turner works on the left elbow, swings it right side. This is Richie, top of the key. Turner to the free throw line, down the left side of the paint. The shot, no. Rebound by Foreman underneath. Anna Grace with her 4th board. Quickly into the front court of the other end. It's Husky firing up a 3 and knocking it down. Peyton Husky with their first 3 of the night. 17-14, a 3-point BB lead. They've led by as many as 8 here in this first half. Richie out top, left elbow, it's Gamble. This is Hill down the left side of the paint. The left-handed floater won't go. Rebound by Foreman underneath for Mountain Home. The Bombers could pull within one or tie it this trip down the floor. Walker walks with the basketball. Got the happy feet going before she put the ball on the floor and gets called for steps. Abby Henley back onto the floor now for BB with 3:11 left in this first half. 17-14 BB with 3:07 left before halftime. Williams Out top with it is Ritchie now. Back to Williams. Turner swings the left side, then goes to set a pick. Here's Ritchie on the right elbow for the Lady Badgers. Works off the high pick of Williams. Turner with the left side top of the key. Down the left side of the paint. Cut off there. Good defense by Mountaineer. Back to Turner inside. The kick out to Williams. Right side. Into the hands of Hindley now for the Lady Badgers. Mountaineer working hard on the defensive end. Fans appreciating it. Making some noise now. Turner spins into the paint. Throws up a wild shot. It won't go. And Madeline Collins the rebound. What a great trip down the floor for the Mountaineer defense that time. Great possession. Inside Collins, and loses the basketball. It's knocked out of her hands, didn't protect it. Five turnovers by Mountaineer in this first half. Two minutes left in the first half, 17-14 BB. The Badgers working on the right side. Gamble out top, Williams, left side top of the key. Gamble comes to get it once again. Goes to Hindley. Ball knocked away by Husky, but Hindley is able to control it. And they're going to call a foul on Husky out top. Husky picks up her second. Team foul number seven. Collins out. Martin in for Mountaineer. Husky out, and Tabor checks in. At the free throw line is Abby Hindley. With a 1-1, she's 0-1 from the line tonight. And now she's 0-2, misses. Riley Walker with rebound number 6. Quickly into the front court, finds Pfeiffer. Inside they go to Foreman. The kick out to Martin out top with 90 seconds left in the half. Lady Bombers down 3. Tabor along the baseline right side, and she is going to be fouled. We're going to get Gamble, I believe, for sticking the knee out. They do. Gamble picks up her second. Team foul number 4 against Mountaineer.
Team's fourth.
1:22 left in the half. Out top, Martin, the 3 to tie is off the mark. Rebound out of bounds. It's BB basketball. 1:18 left now in the first half. 17-14, Lady Bombers down by 3. Let's see if they get another stop. This is Hindley. Now right side, a 3 is missed by Turner. Rebound by Ritchie underneath. Back door, they'll give it to Gamble. She'll score. She has 6 points.
Yeah, Gamble.
19-14, Mountaineer down by 5 with the ball. 51 seconds left in this first half. Martin has it out top. Walker comes to get it now. 39 seconds left in the half for the Lady Bombers. At least right now appear to be holding for the final shot of the half. Down by 5. It's 19-14. Lower scoring game than the first meeting, which BB won 51-40. 18 seconds left of the half. Inside, they'll go to Foreman. Great pass for Martin. The shot is missed, though, and Turner has the rebound. That's her fourth. 9 seconds left in the half, and now BB to play for the final shot. 4 on the clock. Turner off the pick, down the left side of the paint. 16-footer, no, and the quarter will come to an end. BB will take a 5-point lead into the locker room at halftime. 19-14. BB on top. We've reached halftime. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's halftime. Stay tuned for the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.